coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of house. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
This station is the hottest, playing the best independent artists. And looking for more, so tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is not given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
Comments number 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in the chat. There's a link on our Facebook page, The Steve and I Show. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight? Ms. Parker here? I guess you're not here yet. Anyway.
Hello?
There she is. Ms. Parker, how are you doing?
I've had you guys on mute. I'm doing well. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How was yours?
It was a Monday, but it's over now, so we're moving
exactly.
Past it.
Exactly. Well, I know, a lot of you all know that my mother passed away a couple weeks ago, but I wanted to give a special shout-out to everyone who sent so great messages and cards and even money and flowers. There's so many people that did that. But I wanted to give a special shout-out to Miss Parker and Aaron, who actually came to the memorial service, which, I didn't even know they were coming. I knew eventually, but initially I did not know they were coming. And so that just it really, and I had some other friends that came in too that I wasn't expecting, but because they're on the show, I just wanted to shout them out here. But everyone on the show sent their well wishes and condolences, and it very much was appreciated. I think it really helped us, you know, deal with that difficult time. So thanks for again, Ms. Parker and Aaron, for that.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that I could be there for you and your family. You guys did a really good job to honor your mom, so I'm sure she's very proud.
Thank you. Well, switching gears, I want to remind you that we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, and, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. You can email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com with your inquiries or if you have, you know, show ideas or whatever. Definitely connect with us. Now, Parker, we know Valentine's Day was this past weekend. I know that you did something very interesting. Do you want to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, you know, Valentine's Day in the past has been a little rough for me because that's the day I lost my mother when I was 17.
Right.
So, but it's funny because last year I was dating someone and we had an amazing time. It was really the first time I really got to celebrate and have a good time, and somebody who really helped me recognize what the day was really about. So, this year, you know, the guy and I are no longer dating, but this year I kept that same spirit of being joyous on that day and not seeing it as a sad day, but what it's really meant. Every day should be a day of love, that love should be recognized. But
right.
I think Valentine's about romance and things like that. So I wanted to, you know, gave somebody the opportunity to have a romantic evening, you know, that they probably wouldn't have been able to. So I reached out to a friend of mine, and I know that she and her boyfriend are both really busy. They're always working, and they always have their little girl with them. Every time I see them, whenever they do have free time. So I reached out to her and asked her, you know, if she wanted me to keep their little girl. The father's actually my life coach, and she was, you know, very happy and just excited. And she's like, sure, you know, that would be great. And, you know, we can have some alone time and a romantic evening. So they did their thing. And so I picked her up. It was the cutest thing. We met at the mall. And I picked her up, and her and I went and met with a friend of mine who was in town, a family friend who was in town this weekend, and we all had dinner. So we went to – it was just so spontaneous because we didn't know where we were going to be able to get a seat because, you know, Valentine's Day is like reservations. You know, we didn't have reservations.
Yeah, exactly.
We just drive around. We actually went to that restaurant right by your house, the Thai restaurant, Wild Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
We went there because she was staying at the Holiday Inn by you. So we met her at the hotel, and then we went to Wild Ginger. They actually had an open seat, no reservation.
Wow.
And candle lit with roses, and she, the little girl, kept saying, "We're having a girls' date. This is girls' night." It was the cutest thing. She was so excited about the candles. She kept saying, "Can I blow them out?" And we're like, "No, you can't blow them out." But it was it just showed that, you know, if you know, most people get sad because they don't have anyone to celebrate with.
Right.
It's about
right.
what you make it about.
Yeah.
So, you know, every holiday is about how you every day, period, not a holiday, but every day is about your attitude towards that day and how you go about putting in the energy towards that day. So I had a great, great day. And when she stayed the night, we colored and watched movies, and she fell asleep on the couch. It was really cute.
And I can tell, you know, from you were in Virginia with, you know, me and my family, and who now you're part of the family, let them tell it. But anyway, I was watching how you interact with my niece, my 4-year-old niece, and
oh,
I mean, you're great with
so
children.
Cute.
You are great.
Oh
with
my
children.
God, baby Erin is the cutest thing, and it's just I love them around that age because they say the cutest thing. It's like their minds are still just so free. They don't have all these, like, you know, boundaries to where their imaginations can go, and it's like it's just amazing just to see your niece, and she's a very a playful, very joyful child. You know, even in the midst of all that was going on, she kept the environment very light. So it was fun.
Yeah, it was. Well, let's switch gears. Chica Adam, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
What's up, Ms. Parker?
Hey.
how was the weekend?
The weekend was okay. We had a little snowstorm up here. It was pretty severe real quick. I've got about 3 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it is winter, right?
Right, exactly.
Mine was good. We had no storm, as you know.
yet, Stephen, but I think stuff's rolling in tonight, so we might have to work from home tomorrow, hopefully.
I know we're working from home. They're saying black ice and all that kind of stuff, so I know we're working from home tomorrow. Yeah.
It looks like it's not going to get any warmer. But the weekend was good. Just went over to my mom and hung out with my mom and my brother, and then took it easy. The rest of the week just hung out with some friends. So nothing too bad.
Okay. Well, what's going on in the wonderful world of movies?
Not a lot of new stuff or exciting stuff. I actually caught up with Seventh Son, which is kind of a generic fantasy adventure movie with what's his name? Jeff Bridges as a wizard that's kind of trying to hunt down this witch that's played by Julianne Moore, and he uses an apprentice, and it's kind of, they go along their adventure to kind of stop this witch. I'm not going to say it's an awful movie. I mean, it's a generic adventure movie, fantasy. You're not going to get too many surprises here, predictable storyline. But it's something to see, and right now, since we're in that lull, it's something, if you want to see that, or there's also Jupiter Ascending or Jupiter, the Channing Tatum movie that's kind of the sci-fi route, if you're just looking for some kind of fantasy movie. So, if you need to take something for the kids to see, then that one's fine. Or there's, of course, SpongeBob.
Right.
Yeah, I actually saw Seventh Son myself, and it was pretty good. It was okay. You see it in 3D, Adam?
Yeah, I actually did, and that's probably the first movie I've seen in 3D since Avatar, since I'm not a big 3D person, but I did see it in 3D.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they picked two Academy Award winners to star in the movie. They were pretty heavyweight for the type of movie that it was.
Yeah, and again, it wasn't like an awful movie, but it wasn't anything new or inspiring. There must have been a good paycheck involved for both of them.
I also had an opportunity to check out American Sniper. I wanted to see it just strictly because it was a contender for an Academy Award, written and directed by Clint Eastwood, and it was about a soldier dealing with post-traumatic stress and his migration back to his family. And you saw that too, right, Adam?
No, I haven't had a chance to actually see it yet.
You didn't see that?
No.
What I found interesting was the dynamic of him dealing with his post-traumatic stress, going back and forth between doing tours and being with his family. And it's almost like he's become so inundated with being in the service that that's where his comfort level is. And he can't really deal with his family. And I just thought that it was a very, very great dynamic and a good show of artistry to see him go back and forth and deal with that and what our soldiers really deal with when they are, released from the service or they stop doing tour of duty and they have to deal with the real world and how unaccepting the real world is to their plight. So that's definitely something to check out. And I do believe that that movie will take home an award or two. Bradley Cooper does an excellent job.
It reminds me, and I haven't seen, well, I've seen Hurt Locker, but I guess this is more of a Hurt Locker with a little bit more of the post-traumatic stress.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, then we're checking to see with awards. I've heard a lot of great things about that movie as well.
And not to mention the whole, the politics part of it, because, it is
right.
A Clint Eastwood movie. And Clint Eastwood is an automatic, foot
right.
into the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Anything coming up?
Nothing I'm too excited about yet. This weekend is Hot Tub Time Machine 2, so if you're looking for a comedy movie. But nothing's really catching my eye for this
weekend.
It's
going to be a lot of fodder. Until we get post Academy Awards.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We're gonna have to get through the Academy Awards and start seeing some new releases.
Yeah, and I think we have that Will Smith movie coming out the weekend after, and then a Selma Hayek movie, and a few other kind of thrillers and things like that starting to pick up back into our normal rotation.
Okay. Well, guys, thanks as always. Have a great week, and Monday, same time.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
All right, have a good one. Before we move on to A-Ron, I want to give a shout-out to George Patterson, the George Patterson R&B night. I sang there this past Friday. It's an R&B showcase, and they actually have other genre too, but they're you know, selling as R&B night. It's every Friday night at Johnny M's Pizza Bistro, which is off MLK Road. And, you know, that area is kind of, you know, depending on what part. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's actually a very nice place. I understand they built it, whatever was there, they knocked it down. They built this, you know, this nice building, and it's this pizza place, but it's really like lounges. And so they have the Blue Hookah Lounge downstairs where I performed, and the performance went great, and everyone received it well. Everyone was talented, did perform. So if you're in the Atlanta area, you definitely want to check it out. Johnny M's Pizza spot off 904 MLK Road, 30314. And it's free to get in. Just can't wear athletic wear, but $25 hookah, $5 Long Island, $3 Fireballs, and $100 Bel Air Rosa. So anyway, check them out. Anyway, Aaron, what's going on with you?
Stephen Knight, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Bruh, I just got to say this. First of all, I love you. Always have, always will.
Yes.
Second of all, you have a beautiful family. I just want you to know you have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Your brother, your sister, your nieces, your nephews, your brother-in-law, your father, uncle, all that. Beautiful people. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Finish up, bro. Go ahead.
No, I said earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard, I was thinking you and Ms. Parker were coming. Now, you know, really,
after
you told me you were coming, but initially I didn't expect that, you know what I mean? So it really meant a lot just to look in there and see, you know, you all's faces and, you know, for you to come up at the end.
I wouldn't have been anywhere else. Absolutely. Me and my blonde hair. We were there.
Y'all were there.
And, we were there. Miss Parker, it was great seeing you. She came up to me and everything, and it was just great. We are a part of your family. So we are.
I barely recognized you with that hair. I was like, I had to do a double take and come back around. I'm like,
I had to stand down a little bit, but Stephen, also, man, Stephen, your voice was so strong, man. I was stunned. You sounded amazing considering the circumstances. You sung beautifully for your mother and for your family. It was a beautiful ceremony. Thank you for everything, man. And I'm sorry again for your loss, and your mother was just a stunningly beautiful woman. She was.
Thank you. Definitely. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we missed
no problem.
You know,
no problem.
I was talking to one today. I was saying yesterday I wanted to call her, you know, just because that's the easiest day we would talk. And I said I could hear her now because, you know, I performed on Friday, and it was like just a, you know, showcase, so it wasn't a paid gig. And I know she would have said, if I told her, I said, yeah, I performed Friday. Did they pay? And I'd say, no, Mom. How many times you let people get you to sing for free? People will charge you what you tell them you're worth. They'll say, call Stephen. He'll do it for free. And I could hear the whole conversation, you know what I mean?
Because Mama knew your worth. Mama knows you that you are valuable. You are the hardest working entertainment, man. You work hard, and you sing anywhere. And it's going to pay off, definitely going to pay off. It already is. So definitely.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, let's switch gears and tell us what's going on in the wonderful
sports. Yeah. All right. Only thing going on in sports, man, was the NBA All-Star game, All-Star weekend, New York City. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Slam dunk winner, Zach LaVine. He's this high yellow brother from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Don't know who he is, but the brother can dunk. You can do them.
Who is this guy? Who?
The brother's about 150 pounds, Southern West. Slim little guy, but can jump out the gym. He can dunk. Got skill. Big ups, Zach. Good job. Another high yellow brother, Steph Curry, won the 3-point shootout. All right. Kudos, Steph Curry. He's the best shooter in the league, so he should have won definitely. Good job, Steph. And the West beat the East Sunday night in the NBA All-Star game. And Russell Westbrook was named the most valuable player of the West for the West All-Star team. So congratulations, Russell. Good job. Good job, West. West just cleaned up. West cleaned up with that game, MVP, 3-point shootout, and the slam dunk. It was the West here. And more than likely, the West will probably win the NBA Finals this year.
Hey, Ron, you're going underwater.
Say what?
Now, I hear you better now. You were going underwater at first.
I'm sorry. I'm
watching TV. No, you good.
I'm fine. No, I was just saying that it looks like the West swept all of the All-Star events this past weekend. So I have a feeling that the West will probably end up winning the NBA Finals this year. So you heard it here first. Okay. A team out of the West will win again. I'm not saying the Spurs, but it'll be someone. It'll be somebody out of the West. Yeah. Yeah. It was a busy weekend in New York. You know that you had the All-Star weekend. You had the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary special. You had Fashion Week. It was a lot going
yeah.
on. But as far as
sports, they said that Valentine's Day was canceled in New York. People were joking.
It was a lot going on. And speaking of snow, it is snowing here in the D.C. area. So, yes, we are paced to get about probably 8 to 10 inches, and probably schools will be out tomorrow. Schools, government, jobs will be canceled. So y'all can sleep in if you're in the D.C. area. Snuggle up, cuddle up,
enjoy
with your boo. Enjoy. But yeah. But anyway, y'all follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Aaron Cosby, AaronCosby, like Bill. And I'll holler at y'all next week. Again, Steven, love you, bruh. Big ups.
Love you too, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Janair, it's all yours, baby girl.
Hey, Aaron.
Summit Ferguson.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Hanging in there, you know.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
I know you got some wonderful things for us.
I do. And most of these sales are in. Actually, let me take that back. All of these sales are ending today because today is President's Day, of course. So everything that I'm about to tell you about is ending today, so just keep that in mind as I'm going down my list. But I do have a lot of great things for you guys tonight. Old Navy is having a sale. If you shop there, you can get 20% off of your entire purchase, and sale and clearance items are included, plus you can get 50% off of all of your dresses. Gap is having a sale, and you can get 40% off of your entire purchase. I believe that includes clearance and sale items as well. And you have to use code WINTER at checkout if you're shopping online. And, of course, this time of night you would be because, you know, it's 10:30. And,
all right.
Well, you know. Wilson's Leather is having a sale. You can get up to 80% off of their clearance items, plus you can get 30% off of everything else. Bluefly.com is having a sale today as well. If you shop there, you can get 30% off of their handbags. And, of course, Bluefly.com is an online-only store, and they have a lot of designer deals. So if you're in the market for a designer handbag, it's a good place for you to shop. Plus, you can get 80% off. You can get up to 80% off of everything else on the site. Sports Authority is also having a sale, and you can get an extra 15% off of your purchase. Express is having a sale, a President's Day sale. and you can get 40% off of tops, jeans, and dresses. The Limited is having a President's Day sale today, and you can get 40% off of full-price items, plus you can get an extra 50% off of clearance items. American Eagle Outfitters, they're having a sale on their jeans, where you can buy one, get one 50% off. Today is the last day to shop at 9 West and get 30% off of select spring styles, plus you can get an extra 20% off of clearance items. And last but not least, Bloomingdale's is having a sale, and you can get up to 60% off of select items.
Great. Okay. So people still get their shop on. They better do it tonight, huh?
Yeah, they really do, because those sales are ending, like, very soon.
Wow. So get to it. And they can go to budgetshopaholic.com for more information as well. Correct?
They surely can, yes.
All right. Thank you, as always, and you have a great week.
Okay. You do the same.
Okay. Ms. Parker, let's go through a few of these hot topics real quick, okay?
Okay.
So first thing, we didn't get to talk about the Grammys. Kanye West, as you know, he rushed the stage when Beck won his award, I think for Album of the Year. But he made it into a joke. You know, he didn't really take the mic or anything. But then after the show, he was interviewed, and he said that pretty much that Beck wasn't a real artist and Beck should give Beyonce his Grammy because she deserves it and whatnot. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm sick of Kanye West. I don't have nothing to say about him. He's disrespectful. He's so self-centered. He's selfish. I can't deal with him. I thought it was rude, disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I thought it was. He wants all the attention on him. He wants to be that person he's talking about. But I guess for him, any attention is better than no attention.
And the thing also, like he says, Beck's not a real artist. Beck writes all of his music. He plays most of his instruments, and he's been doing this for a while. People love Beck, and he's been in the game a long time. And so, you know, nothing against Beyonce. Beyonce is an amazing artist as well, but her recent music has been more, you know, gimmicky, where Beck has been, like, true to his craft, his career. You know what I mean? So not bashing Beyonce, but to say he's not a real artist, that just didn't make any sense.
Right.
To me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a lot of people are saying that, you know, that they think that Kanye may have something for Beyonce, which I don't know about that, but because this is the second time that he's done this for Beyonce, when Beyonce is married, she has a husband that can stand up for if there's any kind of, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm over him.
Right. Well, switching gears.
Just, something really quickly. I was watching Celebrity Apprentice today, and my favorite person, Lisa Givens, actually won. I just want to give her a shout out. She actually won for so much grace. Everyone loved her. Never had a bad word to say about anybody. She's just an awesome leader and an example of really how television should be made, how people should carry themselves on TV. So congratulations.
I'm going to watch after the show. Well, I'm still going to watch it. But, yeah, I'm happy for her because she's a great player. She's a great player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it for you.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Did you hear about this? Beef between Khloe Kardashian and Amber Rose?
Yeah, I read a little bit of it, but I heard it and got even deeper. She's talking about OJ being Khloe's daddy and all that stuff now. So, I don't know. They got too much time on their hands.
Celebrities shouldn't do this. You know what I mean? They shouldn't do this. I mean, it's just, and especially with the fan base.
I mean, I do agree with what Khloe initially said. You know, all she was saying is, you know, don't talk about us because you don't know us. And I think she was right. You know, she went on the radio talking about their situation, and it's like, she's like, we never really met her. Like, how do you, you know what I mean? And it's, people are human, celebrities are humans too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to want to just sit back and, that's Khloe's baby sister, you know, just like it's in your family, you would try to defend your family. So what she initially said wasn't bad. It was just like, you know, don't talk about my sister when you were stripping at 15.
Right.
You know, she was pretty much saying that, you know, Kylie is a baby and shouldn't be dating Tigger or whatever his name is. And she should be in bed with a glass of milk. And Khloe was like, who are you to talk when you were on the stripper pole at 15?
Right. Well, my sister has a career and, you know, doing big things.
Right.
You know what I mean? At 17, I agree. All right. Two more things. Drake, he released the album, an EP over the, I believe it was Friday or Saturday.
and it's expected, it was expected to sell 500,000 copies or something like that by Sunday. So this is the second person, you know, Beyonce did it, last year, year before, you know, did it with her album, and now Drake's doing it. Do you think this is going to change the way people are releasing albums?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a new trend. I don't buy that many CDs, so I'll get to it when I get to it and, you know, download a couple of songs off of it that I like, but it doesn't really affect me. I'm not the person who's waiting by the, you know, computer to see who's releasing the CD, so.
Right.
Now, 20 years from now, it doesn't, I don't know. I guess there are music fans that go ahead and download the CDs right away to say that they had it first, but I don't know.
Right. Last thing, Bobby,
what is your opinion about that, since you're in the music industry and it's kind of
I think it depends on how big you are as an artist. Like, if I were to drop an album tomorrow and didn't tell anybody, it wouldn't sell nothing anyway. But if you have a large fan base, you know, someone like a Beyonce or a Drake, all you have to do is tweet you have new music or put a picture on Instagram. And those fans, you know, hardcore fans, they're going to buy that. You know what I mean? So I think it depends on the artist. But I think that what it's doing is causing an artist to have to be strategic with how they put out new music. You know what I mean? What can you do that's going to make people want to buy that album, or, you know, kind of the shock factor? You know what I mean? It used to be people would get in relationships or have a breakup or something, then release new, you know, some kind of controversy with it. But now you're just having to switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. All right, and last thing, Bobby Christina, it seems like no one really knows what's going on with her. You know, the doctor's saying that she's on, you know, it's not looking good, and the family's trying to hold on, and they said they were going to keep her on life support until the day Whitney Houston passed away, which wasn't true. Then you have family members doing interviews, you know, stating facts, and now the main family, you know, the Bobby and all of them, they're saying don't listen to those people because they don't know what they're talking about. What are your thoughts?
I think that's how the whole Brown family has always operated. You know, as much as they are different, their life and how they operate, they try to keep things a secret, not talk. But, you know, I think the media report that she's still in the same condition is true, because that's why they moved her from another, was because even the doctor, one of the nurses that worked with the doctor in the hospital that she was in Roswell, said that they moved her to get a second opinion, because those doctors were saying that, you know, they don't see any, after a week, you know, if you don't see anything, then it's probably time to move her up to life support. And so they moved her to Emory to get a second opinion. Those doctors are saying the same thing. You know, it is a tough decision. I think it should be the family's decision. I think that the family should not be worrying about what the media is saying, what everybody's saying. Like, just focus on decisions you need to make, you know?
Right.
I think everything else is just going to be a distraction from what the main situation is, and I know it's probably difficult to face, but I don't think right now bashing each other is going to be the way to go.
Right. I agree. All right, Ms. Parker, as always, thank you for your, you know, weighing in on Hot Topics. Before we go to commercial break, question of the day, what's on your never again list? What is on your never again list? Go to Facebook or tweet us at Stephen Knight Show, SHO, and let us know your thoughts. And then hashtag QOTD, question of the day. We'll be right back after this with Denise Coaster.
You're listening to the Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Stephen Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back. Denise Carey Costa resides in Orlando, Florida. She is an author, spokesperson, and an advocate for animals. She also writes a weekly news column addressing current issues on animal rights. Her award-winning book, Tony's Tale, Tragedy in Arizona, is a must-read. It's based on a compelling 2012 case of a dog named Tony, a court ordered to be euthanized in Clifton, Arizona. This was a story that shocked the world and raised public outcry over judicial murder and how breed-specific prejudice has gone too far. Please help me welcome Denise Carey Costa. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Okay. So, let's talk, you know, you have a love for animals. Advocate, you've been an advocate. How did you kind of get down that road? What was it that made you say, this is what I need to use my voice for?
Well, actually, it's something that has kind of been with me since I was a kid.
Okay.
I was the kid in the neighborhood who was always feeding the stray dogs and cats and trying to house them in my garage and stuff. And I've always had a passion for the forgotten animals, the forgotten dogs and cats that were just roaming the streets with basically no homes to go to, no one to take care of them. And
right.
It's kind of stayed with me my whole life.
Okay. And so you're an author. Tell us how you got into, you know, you decided you want to write books and put these books out, you know, give information, tell stories. What made you decide to go that route?
I'd always had a knack and a love of writing. I would write poems, little stories when I was a kid. Also, like I said, it all kind of goes back to when I was a child. I just kind of had a love for writing, and I kind of got away from it in my adult life. I was actually pursuing a career as an actress for a while.
Okay.
And then around 2008, I just started writing a story about three stray dogs. And my first book was called A Tale of Three Tales. And it's about three street dogs and how they each find love and acceptance into a home. That was my first book. And that kind of opened the floodgates then to write three other books, children's books, all themed about stray animals. And then I wrote Tony's Tale in 2012 after I heard of the case of this poor pit bull who was a beloved family pet.
Right.
And due to just trumped up charges of aggression, the dog was court ordered to be euthanized with no evidence to substantiate that he was an aggressive animal.
Wow.
So this family just had their dog killed for no reason. But it really angered a lot of people around the world, and a friend kind of contacted me and said, hey, can you reach out to Michelle Dozier, who was the owner of the dog, and see about maybe writing a story about what she went through and on the case. So we hooked up, and the book came out, and just this past summer we made a documentary film version of the book with the same title.
And I know that the documentary, you know, has done very well.
Yes, it has.
Tell us about some of the success with the documentary.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you tell us about some of the success you've seen with the documentary, the release of the documentary?
Oh, yeah. It was released on Vimeo recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was released on January 25th by my publicist and the director of the film, Josh Mitchell. And since the release date, it has had almost 1,000 views.
Wow.
And it's won 3 film festivals to date.
Wow.
And I was
wow.
very well received by people I met at the Sundance Film Festival a couple weeks ago.
Mm.
They were very well interested in watching it, and they gave a lot of positive feedback after they watched it, how it was very heartbreaking, emotional film for them.
Yeah. And how does it feel knowing that you're using your voice for a cause that, you know, people love dogs. Most people love dogs. There are a lot of dog lovers out there.
Oh, yeah.
and you know, you see the commercials all the time and, you know, how they've been abused and they have, you know, this happens often. And so the fact that you released this book and you released this documentary and they both have done very well, how does that feel on a personal note?
I mean, it's great. I feel really good about it. I feel like I'm making the right choices in life because I'm not just writing to be published, but I'm actually writing to voice an opinion or make people think and re-examine how they treat dogs and cats in our society and societies around the world. I mean, as far as advanced as we are with technology in this nation, we're still very not as advanced as how we view the other creatures in the world.
Yeah. And what other response have you received just from, you know, dog lovers or pet owners, you know, regarding this book?
Yeah, I've gotten tons of positive feedback from adults and also children who read my books have loved them. And I've taken them to some of the school reading programs to teach kids about compassion for animals and what constitutes animal abuse and neglect and how they can be more responsible pet owners and encourage their parents to do the same. So I've gotten many, many letters, fan letters from children and then people in the animal rescue world that have seen the film, read the book, and also read my weekly news column.
And tell us about your weekly news column.
It's on theexaminer.com, which is an online newspaper, and I basically profile rescue shelters that need financial assistance or profile the dogs that need adopting. The stray dog population is just, it's out of control, and a lot of these dogs end up at high kill shelters because the other rescues, there's not enough room or money to take in every stray. I think it's like 8 million dogs are euthanized every year just in the U.S. just because no one wants them. And some are as young as puppies. So my column kind of tries to bring that to the forefront as well as profile like abuse cases to encourage people to sign petitions that the abuser will get the, you know, the fullest punishment allowable for that type of abuse to an animal.
Right. So are you working on anything currently?
Yes, I am. I've got a new children's book that hopefully will be published later this year.
Okay.
It's about a retired police dog and his unusual friendship with a stray kitten that's rescued and brought into the house.
Oh, wow.
And their adventures together. Yeah. And I'm working on another documentary film on the classic child stars from Hollywood from like the silent era to like the 1940s and 50s and what it was like to be a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old and be, you know, be a movie star at that age.
Oh, wow.
And all the pressures that went with it. And some had good endings and some, you know, had tragic endings, unfortunately, just like today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we definitely look forward to those two projects coming out. And, you know,
thank you
for coming on and just, you know, I think a lot of people don't think about cruelty to animals the way that it should be looked at. And so I thank you for you know, sharing this story and being an advocate for these animals.
Oh, thank
Tell
you.
Everyone where they can connect with you and, you know, keep up with what you have going on.
Folks, people can look me up on Facebook under Denise Carey Costa, and there'll be a lot of postings about the film, my books, my weekly news column, animals that need adopting or need help. Also, I have an email if anyone wants to reach out to me through email. It's denise.costa@talesfortales.net, and they can also view Tony's Tale on Vimeo. And check out my books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble,
Absolutely.
Any book retailer.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much. I wish you continued success and
thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing.
Thank
Have a great
you
one.
So much. You
All
too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And for more information about Denise Costa, please visit our Facebook page, and we'll be right back after this.
Get Powerhouse Wolf Entertainment's artist Ron Anthony's love-making song, Home Tonight. Let's stay home tonight with the one you love. Produced by Blue Wolf Paul Pato. Download the single now on iTunes, Amazon, and all major stores. RAHNANTHONI. This will make you grow in love. This is from the forthcoming CD on Wolf Entertainment. You can check out other songs, including inspirational and dance music by this artist, on www.wolfentertainment.com.au. Let's get back to making love.
Strive to be better than good enough. That's the mantra that certified life, relationship coach, and reality expert Troy Spry lives by. That's what he wants to inspire, motivate, and coach you to do in your life and in your relationships. Troy is known worldwide for his popular blog about life and relationships, and thus he has found his purpose and his passion when he began to bring his blog to real life through personal coaching, personally coaching clients while still touching lives through his blog. Please help me welcome Troy Spry. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me
how's
on.
How's it going?
Oh, man, life's great. I can't complain at all.
That's great, great. So relationship coach, you know, when people think about relationships, and I know when we have our question of the day, relationship, that's always the top, you know, we get the top responses from that because people, a lot of times I think they just don't know. You know, they're trying to figure this thing out. Tell us how you got into this type of work and, you know, to where you are today.
Absolutely. So I think you make a great point when you say people just want to know. It's because I think relationships are foundational to, you know, everything
mm-hmm.
else that we do in life, the relationship we have with ourselves and the relationships we have with others. And so how I kind of got into this was my blog started off, and it kind of always said that God kind of made my pain my purpose because it started from when I was actually hurt. My mother passed away. And so I was
yeah.
a little bit sad. I sat at my kitchen table, and I was looking for something to write about. Something told me to just write about it. So I blogged. And so my first blog ever was called A Mother's Love.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I just started kind of writing about what came naturally to me, and that was relationships. So every topic I would hear, everything I would see, I would just blog about it, and the platform just grew to a point where everybody was coming to me for advice, and I was like, okay, well, you know, obviously I was getting results for people, so I just went and got certified as a coach, and the rest is history. So from that, I've
wow.
now become a blogger, a coach, an author, a speaker, all kind of things have grown from the platform.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know, you know, it all started from honoring your mother, you know. So that's great. So what do you think are some of the top, you know, few things that why people have unsuccessful relationships?
I think the number one reason is because people have unhealthy relationships with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everything starts. And so
yeah.
when you don't love yourself, when you don't like yourself, when you don't care, when you don't value yourself, it is hard for you to be successful in relationships. And so we look for
yeah.
people to complete us instead of for people to compliment us.
And what do you say to people who, you know, because I think a lot of this, we hear this information, you know, we've heard it throughout the years, but we still continue to make the same mistakes and be in the same type of relationships that don't work or are very toxic. How does a person start? How does a person kind of switch their mindset to say, okay, I need to get myself together before I can, you know, have a relationship with someone else?
Absolutely. I think the first thing you have to do is spend some time alone. And
mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
you know, we live in such a noisy world that if we just take the time to quiet the noise, it's amazing what we learn about ourselves. And so we
right.
got to spend some time alone with ourselves. And I think the second thing is we got to trust our intuition. You know, we always say, well, I don't know what healthy relationships look like. Well, you know what they don't feel like.
Right.
When you're constantly hurt and you're constantly in pain, that's a sign that something's wrong. And so you got to,
mm-hmm.
I think after that, you have to seek information. And most people don't want to take the time to seek information. We'd rather just stay in unhealthy relationships or unhealthy situations rather than seek the information to change that mindset.
Wow. So what do you say to people who, you know, do you think, okay, if two people are in like a toxic relationship, you know, it's just not
mm-hmm.
healthy, is there any way to turn that around or is it best just to go your separate ways? What advice would you give?
Well, I think if something's consistently toxic, then you
mm-hmm.
you know, if it looked like a duck, quite like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Right.
So I think that's what people hold on to so much. That's why people hold on to toxic relationships so long, because they're holding on to hope. When really
yeah.
you have to look at who the person is and not at the situation. So I always
right.
say love the person, not the situation. And if the person is not a healthy person, then they can't possibly be in a healthy relationship with you. So we have to look at it that way.
Wow. Well, talk to us about exclusive convos.
So exclusive convos is one of my favorite things to do. It's a form of a conversation party. And for those who follow me on Twitter, they know that I do something called a lunchtime discussion. Well, one day, one of my followers actually came to me and said, hey, you should do this in person. I said, you know what, we should. And so I did my first exclusive conversation party, and now I've done about five and sold every one of them out, and it's been a great event. And I'm happy to announce that I'll actually be hosting one not actually my event, but I'm hosting a similar event in Houston, Texas for the first time. So I'm taking it on the road. It's grown to a very well thought out event.
Wow, that's awesome. So what do people experience while they're there?
Absolutely. I think what people experience the most, this is my goal of Exclusive Combos, mm-hmm. is I put like-minded people in an environment where they can discuss relationship issues and I facilitate the conversation. And so the whole goal of it, though, is not to argue and debate, but more so to get answers and clarity so that we can all understand each other better. So it becomes a social event, right, but I also put men and women in the same building together. So indirectly it becomes kind of a where people can meet each other. And it kind of becomes it's not necessarily a singles event, but people can meet each other because you put like-minded people in the same place. And so what we experience is a great ambiance, great music during breaks, a good meet and greet, a great conversation, and all of a sudden it becomes one big social event. I think people love it.
And it's great because obviously if two people are there, they both are trying to get it right. So one put in the work, you know what I mean? One to work to make it successful.
Yeah, I tell people all the time when they come, I'm like, look, if you don't meet someone here, then that's on you.
Right. That's a good way to look at it. What are some of the top questions that you get asked as a relationship coach, you know? What are some of the things? I know, all relationships are different. Everyone has their own thing. But what are some of the top things that you hear?
I think I'll put it in a few buckets. The first thing I think I get the most of is people are trying to find clarity in their relationships or what I call situations. So there's so many people, it seems, that are in these quote-unquote situations but can't figure out where they're going. And so they're just kind of existing within it. So people are trying to gain clarity on, okay, what is this situation I'm in and where is it going? And I think the second big part is dating. I get asked questions all the time about dating. You know, how do I find a good man? How do I find a good woman? Where do I look? What do I do? How do I attract this person? So that's the other bucket. And the third bucket is people who are trying to let go of situations that they've been in for a long time, and they just can't seem to let them go. So those are kind of the three buckets that it kind of falls into all the time as a relationship coach.
Say, like, when it comes to dating, that it's almost like when you meet someone, it's almost like a game in a sense, like, you know, not showing too much, showing that you care too much, but not, you know, knowing that balance and, you know, how to show emotion. You're not trying to scare the person off, but not also act like you don't care, you know what I mean? So do you think it's a game? Do you think it's some kind of game that people have to play to really get the person's attention?
So one thing I think that's the worst thing that ever happened to a relationship in today was we turned it into a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite sayings that I say all the time is that when it's right, it's easy.
Yeah.
And so when people get into a healthy, successful relationship, it's never a game being played. It's two people that reciprocate effort, and they like each other beyond just physical. And so it becomes very simple, but we turned it into a game. And so what you said is very true. People end up, you know, playing these games back and forth with each other. They end up losing out on good people instead of just doing things that are natural.
Exactly. How do you think social media has impacted relationships?
Is that positively and negatively? It's helped in dating in that it helps expand the dating pool. You know, so you have good access to people pretty easily. But it's hurt in that it's hurt people's social skills. So people don't know how to communicate anymore. So the same people that are like internet players, you put them in person with somebody in front of a girl or a guy, they can't even speak to them.
Right.
So it's giving people this false sense of importance. And it's also giving people a false sense of communication. And so it oftentimes ends up making people disappointed in person.
Wow. Well, tell everyone where they can keep up with you and learn more information, you know, learn about the Exclusive Combos and, you know, your books and your blog and everything.
So visit my website at www.exclusivethoughts.com. That's XKLUSIVEthoughts.com. And the great thing about that is if you visit my website, immediately what will pop up on the screen is a copy of my free ebook, and it's called Teach Me How to Love, A Man's Journey Toward and Through Marriage. And that's for men, women, people dating, people single, anybody. So just visit ExclusiveThoughts.com. Then you can find me on Twitter, which is at Exclusive5, Instagram at Exclusive5, and my Facebook page, Exclusive Thoughts. So if you visit my website, you can find me everywhere else.
You'll find it all. Well, listen, I want to congratulate you because you recently got married. Is that correct?
So I've been. So my biggest news is I'm recently about to have my first baby.
Oh, wow.
But I got married almost 3 years ago. But
3 years
with my
ago.
Wife
okay.
almost 10 years, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Congratulations. The family is growing, isn't it?
Absolutely, man. I love it. I can't top it and not live it, right?
I hear that. You know, people are asking, what's this relationship like? You know?
Yeah, people are scrupulous. I think what people love about me is that I'm very transparent about
yeah.
me not being perfect, but me trying to get better every single day. And so I think
exactly.
that's why the audience relates to me.
And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Well, listen, Troy, thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. Congratulations on the new baby, fatherhood. Congratulations.
Man, thank you so much
okay?
for having me. Appreciate
oh, no
it.
Doubt, no doubt. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And for more information about Troy Spry and exclusive combos, go to our Facebook page. There's a link, and we'll be right back.
Folks, you know I love indie films, and the other day I ran across one called Beer and Seed. It has edge. It's about an older man who returns to college, and it doesn't go well. It even includes this comedy song called I Love the Fat Chicks. I got it off of Amazon.com. You can download it. I rented it. Or, you know what? You can go to www.beerandseedthemovie.com. Indie films are awesome. Beer and Seed has edge. Rent it. I'm not kidding you. It's the greatest thing.
Welcome back. A lady of sophistication and musicianship, Skylar Reed was born a singer. She started writing songs at the age of 12, where she was a big dreamer and a curious girl, with the immense aspiration of being the next big thing. At a young age, she had dreams of working with the best in the industry and someday establishing her own music company. Since then, her dreams have only grown bigger and better, and she has molded herself into the artist that she is today. Please help me welcome Skylar Reed. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And I was listening to your music. I mean, that bio was on point. It was on point.
Thank
you. It was live with what you do. You know, you had this love for music at such a young age. You know, tell us about what do you think attracted you to it, you know, so early on?
Definitely my mother. She definitely inspired me to start singing. She sang to me, and she also enjoyed singing. So she was my inspiration.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fast forward to recently, you know, you're doing your thing. You have songs out, you know, you're performing. How does it feel knowing the little girl who wanted those dreams to come true and now, you know, it's a reality? How does that feel for you?
It's awesome. I feel like
yeah.
I'm a work in progress, and I'm living my dream. I'm getting to where I want to be. So
right.
I'm working hard.
Yeah. And I know that you're from Wilmington, Delaware. What were some of your early influences in terms of, other than your mother, of course, other artists that, you know, that really inspired you, and you know, and paved the way for you?
Well, when I as a child, when I lived in Wilmington, Delaware, I listened to Aaliyah, listened to a lot of Destiny's Child,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Lauryn Hill. Later on, I moved to Virginia and I grew up there. I really got into Beyonce when she became Beyonce.
Okay.
Solo artist. Whitney Houston was always my number one. Always.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston,
yeah.
definitely. And Jill Scott more recently.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of soul,
wow.
R&B.
Yeah, yeah. And so how do you think you formulated your own sound? You know, obviously you had those artists who influenced you, but how do you think you got your sound? Cause I know when I first really started singing, you know, finding the right sound, what was going to be my sound, you know, I had to work towards that. What was your process?
Mm-hmm. Well, I studied music in college. So I studied classical music. So I did a lot of training, learned a lot of different technique. So, and I've always sung in choirs and things, but it was more so just singing more and writing more of my songs and getting
mm-hmm.
to know myself and my voice. Not necessarily singing other people's songs, but singing my songs and,
right.
and singing the way I felt and I should sing. Because I don't want to be a copycat. I just want
right.
to, you know, take and get influenced, but not duplicate. I just want to, you know, be myself. So, yeah, just a lot of practice with myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, it takes a lot of practice. I'm just reading here that you and I went to the same college, Virginia State University. Shout out to the Trojans.
Yes, I did. VSU.
VSU, how was your experience there?
It was amazing. It was so amazing. I was Greek, so I had a lot of, you know, bonds with people. And just being a music major there, the whole building, Davis Hall, was just a huge bond.
Oh, yeah.
So I loved it. I love HBCU life. Made some great friends in that process. Yeah.
And, you know, Davis Hall, I was in Williams. That's where my when I lived on campus. I was
right next to it.
And so I didn't major in music, but I had a lot of friends that I went to high school with who came state as well. They were in the band, and like one girl, she was Essence of Troy. And so I would always go over to Davis Hall, and that's really how I really got started singing in college, because I go into the music rooms and people would be playing, and you know, I met people and we would start singing. So amazing experience. Amazing experience.
Yeah, it's awesome. People are always down there practicing and jamming out. It was great. So fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, after you graduated, you relocated to Los Angeles. How's the West Coast for you?
It's amazing. It's so fun here. So much to do. It's like the perfect place. Perfect place for me. So I love it.
What made you make that move?
Well, I've always knew that I wanted to move to a big city. Ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to move to a big city. I thought it would be New York, but I visited a couple times, and I just wasn't feeling it. But I visited L.A. for my spring break and senior year, and I fell in love with it. It was just, it was so perfect, you know, just the environment. Everyone's so chill, and it's so sunny, and they have the beach, and it's just great.
It's home now, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, in our next half hour, we're playing two songs by you, I Promise and I'm Doing It. Tell us about those songs.
I Promise. I wrote that a couple of years back, and it was during the time I was single, and I was basically, it was like I was speaking to my future man. So I was basically talking about what I will be for whoever that person is. Yeah, so that's that song. And I'm Doing It is actually one of the first songs I wrote when I moved to L.A.
Wow.
So it has a lot of meaning to me because it's just, it's when I started to really feel myself and really, like, see a path for myself and figure out what I wanted to do necessarily. Because I wasn't exactly sure, like, what genre I wanted to pursue and there's just so many different things. So I started to get more direction, and I wrote that song. I started feeling more confident, and I really felt like I was doing something positive in my life. So I wrote that song, and it's kind of inspirational, and hopefully people can relate to it.
Absolutely. What are you working on right now?
I'm working on a mixtape. It'll have 11 tracks, and it should be released at the end of March. So big project. It'll be my first full project of songs. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm Doing It will be like the first single from the mixtape. So
tell everyone they can keep up with you and hear this great music and, you know, keep up with your career.
Well, I have a website. It's www.skylareed.com, and then all my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, everything there is. It's I Am Skylar Reed. I Am S-K-Y-L-E-R-R-E-E-D.
Well, Skylar Reed, I know we're going to be hearing a lot more from you in the next
couple
of weeks. Well, it's a short time period. But I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us. And I wish you all the best in L.A., VSU in L.A.
Thank you. Thank you. Come out and visit. It's great. Beautiful.
No, I'm going to do that. Well, let me take care, okay?
Thanks for having me. You too. Bye.
Have a good one. All right. And for more information about Skylar Reed, go to our Facebook page. You're going to definitely listen to their music in our next half hour. We'll be right back after this with Stephen's Playlist.
You're listening to The Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Steve and Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment, and tonight we select artists from that both independent and major, including Natika Hemingway, Usher, and of course Skylar Reed, who we just spoke with, and many, many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now the first song is from tonight's guest, Skylar Reed, entitled I Promise. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Oh, I'm just riding through the city, riding through the city, riding through the city in the summer. Come up, trying to flip a verse to some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up, riding through the summer, faded through the summer, Mr. Henny in the coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer bummer, trying to flip a verse to some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Come up, riding through the city, riding through the city, riding through the city in the summer. Come up, trying to flip a verse to some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up, Riding through the summer, faded through the summer, mixing Henny and the Coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer, but I'm trying to flip a verse with some bars. And did I hopefully come back and do numbers? Come up, I've been riding through the summer. The song that they playing on my radio, they saying you the hottest in the city, I debate it. I'm trying to figure out how you anybody favorite. Yeah, I'm hating, yeah, I'm hating, but don't go and take that shit like I know broadcasters and gon' get this thing right. Man, I swear I miss the summer, I've been working long nights. I ain't smoked in a while, time for a long flight. Now I'm flying through the summer, took a shot. Now I'm faded in the summer with my head to the sky. Man, I pray my time is coming, pray my time is coming. Man, I pray my time is coming. I ain't never wanted nothing as bad as I want this. Summer breeze, man, I swear to God I won't miss. Hop in the whip with a bad chick playing my hits. Cruising through the city, time passed us by. Doing by the buck 50, man, I should have been on. So I start to feel iffy. Don't know if it's feelings or all of this Henny. All of this Henny. Told them make a right stop right there at Denny's. Threw up, recovered, ate. Man, I swear I ate plenty. Swear I ate plenty. Hop back in the whip, got summer riding with me. I'm just riding through the city, riding through the city, riding through the city in the summer. Come up, tryna flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up, ride through the summer, faded through the summer, mixing Henny in the Coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer bummer, tryna flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Come up, ride through the city, ride through the city, ride through the city in the summer. Come up, tryna flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up, riding through the summer, faded through the summer, mixing Henny in the Coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer bummer, tryna flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Come up,
riding through the summer, faded, tryna be like Drake. I'm a nigga, we made it, we made it. Say hello, my niggas, we made it. I know they gon' hate it, I know they gon' hate it, I know they gon' hate it, man, I know they gon' hate it. Everybody need haters. I'm gonna see you later. Coming back with heat that equates to equator. Favorite. Tell everybody I'm favorite. Still M.O.B. Man, I'm all about the paper. Man, I'm all about the paper. I am. My brother named Sam. And I am. Baby.
I'm just riding through the city, riding through the city, riding through the city in the summer. Come up, trying to flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up, riding through the summer, faded through the summer, mixing Henny in the Coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer bummer, trying to flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Come up, riding through the city, riding through the city, riding through the city in the summer. Come up, trying to flip a verse with some bars, send it out. Hopefully you come back and do numbers. Turn up. Riding through the summer, faded through the summer, mixing Henny in the Coke. Man, I swear I miss the summer bummer, trying to flip a verse with some bars, and did I hopefully come back and do numbers. Come up.
Production. Shift. Cartel.
claims through me. Games I'm overcoming. Not just a target, you've done the best to me.
Trying to take somebody from the two
trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Put some hundreds on it, got out the club.
Yeah.
Lap dance for the first date. Better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna dip, I just wanna see a strip. If you like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place. Blow her own gas, no Rolex. When we in the bed, she like the tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. Don't make you. I don't mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, 'cause I know you gotta make that money, 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 oh. Your money, money, money. 'Cause I know how it is, what? Girl, go and do your business. What? Make that money, 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 make your money, money, money. Oh. You can take off your clothes as long as you come.
A cat with a bat, trying to heal my soul, prophylax, persecute the truth, mind attack, stuck, damn calm, baby, sit back, relax, put frustration on these tracks, minuscule situations make a brother snappy, try to make you happy, lost sight of my life, when living yours is absolutely political, perjury on TV, trickery, two doses of security, stability, egotistical, elevated economy, that's why I'm brother smoke trees, please, stress requires harmony, love is to be revered, gold and diamonds don't compare, project living but Google shit, and yo, dream beyond what you hear. We search for answers under circumstances, moving in and out around about like belly dances. Hoping one day that our God will answer, but he already did since you was a kid. Remember grandma played with you by the bitch. She said one day you're gonna be a star, just buy me a loaf of bread. Then she would take a hand, pat me on the head, and then she said, tricks unhappy, contemplated suicide, got the best of me, but I learned to love me unconditionally, broke chains of spiritual slavery, now I walk freely, I know I love me, now I see, let me count the ways Shakespeare wrote the page, but I act out the play, create my own lane, spiritual scriptures I reclaim it, re-erasing negative lines in my mind, start anew, no longer do I doubt, no longer do I dispute my inner strength because of boo, yeah that's me, nickname at birth by my family, big lip knucklehead on Foster Street, ain't nada you could tell me now, I was lost. But now I'm found. Annihilate the misconception behind the stigma of mental depression. Instruct the masses, teach the classes. Life passes you by when love you did not learn to see it with your third eye. Clarity in the dark, thinking with my being, not just my heart. So when things fall apart, take me back to my roots.
Well, that was our playlist. That's our show tonight. I want to thank our special guests, Denise, Carrie Costa, Skylar Reed, and Troy Spry. Make sure you go on our Facebook page to connect with these people. These people, they're doing some great things. I want to thank you for listening. And have a great week. And God bless.
You came here to party, go on, put your hands up. If you wanna get it started, go on, put your hands up. All my ladies in the front, all my thugs in the club. If you